Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone loves the club. I had to play that part. That was hot. I really like that part. Anyway, TGIF, welcome to the Hunter and Friends Show. We have some special guests on today. We have today on the Hunter and Friends Show, we have a hot topic. The hot topic is, are AC clubs still in existence? And if so, why are they frowned upon by MC? We got some poetry. We got some good things going on today on the show. We're going to touch on some great things. Let's see. Here we go. Okay, here we go, guys. Anyway, Vixen, are you on?
Yes, I am, Hunter. Yet? How are you?
Hey, Vixen. I'm good. And we got a special guest in the house. We got Hellaware on the line. Hellaware, are you on?
Hey, what's up, Hunter? It's Midnight.
Hey, what's up, Midnight? You got Midnight from Hellaware.
How you doing, baby?
Down in Delaware. I'm doing good. I'm doing great. And we have...
What's up, Hunter?
Hey, what's up, Chops? You know what? Let's do Chops and get Chops out the way, because Chops likes to do her Chops report, and then we'll get down to the nitty-gritty, and then we'll talk to our special guest.
I don't want
to. You don't want to go? Well, we're going to get you out of the way first. So,
hey, Chops, how you doing, my love?
I'm tired.
Oh, my God.
Let me put it like this. Today it was check day for me. I took care of all my bills and all that walking I did. Coming back, I don't have no money to buy me a daggone bottle for my birthday.
When is your birthday, Chops? It's Monday, right?
Monday, yep.
Wow, all these Halloween babies. This is something else.
Birthday
shout
out today, sis.
Yeah, we do. We got quite a bit of shout outs. So you gotta add Chops on to that. You know?
Okay.
So
I'm gonna answer your question. Okay. About the ACs and all of that.
Okay.
Now, if you want to, they still exist. Yes, they would call. Yes, they are still out here and all of that. Now, I know several of the AC clubs, as well as MC. Now, some clubs have an AC and an MC all combined.
Right.
And,
yeah, they do.
But one thing I miss not having them around here in my hood, because there's no clubs I can visit anymore. Instead of, you know, traveling
out.
There's
no clubhouses, right?
Nope. They're not out here anymore.
I know. A lot of things have changed. And, you know, this was brought to my attention by a listener wanted to find out. They said, hey, you know, Hunter, and of course I put it up on social media. But, Hunter, you know, can you find out for me if AC...
I can't hardly hear you.
Can somebody mute their phone? And duct tape, I know you're on the air, brother. I know you are. Can somebody mute their phone while we're talking, please? And then we'll chime in, please. You sure that's not you, right, Chops, in the background?
Huh?
Anyway, Chops, I was asked this question by a young lady who said, you know, Hunter, what happened? I used to see clubs deep coming to trophy parties, and that has been lost. You know, it's been long.
Mm-hmm.
We don't see AC. I barely even see SUV, but I guess that's next. So, you know, thank you for that.
Back in my days, we had, like, you know, the van clubs and all that on the Chancellor, right? There was an MC in the van club. You know what I mean? We don't hardly see no band clubs anymore.
Exactly. Well, there's no band clubs. I don't see that anymore. I'm barely seeing AT clubs and SUV clubs, barely. And what I am seeing existing a lot is still our SD clubs. But thank you so much, Sis. Thank you for that input. I'm going to put you on hold. So I want you to listen in, Chop. I'm going to tune back in. Hold on.
Yeah.
I'm going to mute you.
Hello.
Yeah, hey, Ms. Are you still on there? We got you, brother.
Yeah, I'm still on here.
Okay.
You know I got you.
Thank you, brother. And duct tape, you still on? Duct tape. Anyway, okay, so I guess these people.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. He's on. So, first I'm going to get to you, Midnight. So you know today's hot topic, which is our AC clubs in existence anymore. You want to shed some light on that and where you are?
Yes. Yeah, how you doing? My name is Midnight, President of Hellaware Riders, co-founder of Hellaware Nation, which makes up five different entities. Hellaware Riders is the MC. I'm president of MC Club. I have two auto clubs that I sponsor, an SBC club that I sponsor, and two social clubs that I sponsor. Down in Delaware, it's a lot of AC clubs in my Wilmington area. There's a lot of AC clubs, but I think that this is just me thinking. I think that they're frowned upon because, for example, like if you're in an auto club, like down here, some people in an auto club, and they got 30 members, and when they come to an event, they all hop out of a Ford Excursion. You feel what I'm saying? Like, where's y'all cars? In the sense that, like, some MC clubs, too, like, where's y'all bikes at? You feel me? So it's like they got mixed ideals. But see, me, as far as me personally, I took on AC clubs under our umbrella because I'm trying to bridge the gap down here.
At
the end of the day, we all brothers and sisters, whether we blood or not.
If we're in this
community, we got a common goal is to uplift the community. It shouldn't matter if you got MC on your back, AC on your back, SC on your back, TC, SUV, whatever. You feel
right.
me? So, like,
yeah.
I support it all.
I'm glad you do support it all. Do you remember the days of where MC, actually, MC really depended on AC, SUV, and SC. And then back in the day, at trophy parties, they would just see tons of cars, SUVs out. They were really, MC was really supported by these other divisions. And it just seems now that it's just fading. And you're right, that there's a gap, and it needs to be bridged. We have actually 302-723 on the line. Who's on?
Yeah, this is Legend VP of Hellaware Savages AC.
Oh, good. Okay, so now we're getting it from a VP standpoint. As I'm told by Midnight that you guys don't have any issues down there, that you're well supported, but there is a gap there. So you want to shed some light on that? Have you had any negative experiences with MC or SUV?
I mean, personally, no. But, I mean, we see where a lot of people are.
Can somebody mute? I'm sorry not to cut you off. Can somebody mute your phone while he's speaking? Because there's some background noise going on. And everybody mute their phone except the one that's speaking. Thank you, guys. Yes.
It's like I see the gap, you know, because I even ask a lot of people in the MC world, like, why don't the AC get the same respect as the MC? And some of them really don't have a answer, but, you know, we all people. Like, we not here to try to build a whole pyramid scheme of who's on top of who and who should be in control of who. We all want to show love. And for the most part, my AC personally gets respect from everybody. You know, we haven't really ran into any problems that was really that big that should be addressed or need to be handled, like, right then and there.
Okay. I understand what you mean. And you guys, I mean, I'm sure you support also. You support heavy?
we support heavy from any club that runs across us and gives us the love, and we show the love right back. Like, there is no we're hella aware savages, no, because we always there. Anytime, you know, a function goes on and that team showed us love, we're going to show them right back. And even if we show the love first, we may come out to an event in Jersey or Philly or somewhere like that, and we get the love right back, you know. So it's never, you know, a problem really with us, and we always show love.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So you think that probably the problem is that a lot of AC clubs are not showing the love like they're supposed to, like they normally do. Because I'm telling you, I don't even see trophy parties for AC anymore. I know that my boy club opened their own in AC, and that's so annoying. I don't know how that's going. I'm actually going to reach out to them and ask them how that's working out for them. But so, yeah, my sister wanted me. Huh?
As of, you know, a few clubs that are in Delaware and that are mm-hmm. have come to my attention, they mm-hmm. do throw a lot of trophy parties. They try to get, you know, a lot of the AC part of the club back in action, honestly, because,
right.
you know, it's how it used to be. So a lot of people are out here really fighting and struggling and staying loyal to their team just for that. See what I'm saying?
Right.
It's really, like, we can only do so much, and because we're under MC, so we have to do what's granted to us.
That's true. Exactly.
So,
that's true.
So
and
we
you are
just,
under
you know, right, we under MC as of, like, you know, mm-hmm. right now, as
right.
you're speaking to my big brother, Midnight, he's telling you, you know, we're under him.
Yeah.
So it's
yeah.
like, but he, like, people like him allow us to do whatever we want, and he'll tell you
right.
himself. If I come to him and say, bro, can we blah, 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 he was like, bro, you can do whatever, because he allowed us to do whatever, and that's how we expand. That's why we get so much love, because our overseers don't try to hold us back from what we want to do. He let us do whatever we want to do.
Exactly. So when you guys do a trophy party, well, actually, when you do a trophy party, obviously, it's all hella aware. But what does your AC division do on its own in the community?
We actually do whatever we can. We actually, you know, if a team was to call us and say, hey, let's get together and do a charity event, or, you know, let's get together and give out some book bags or anything like that, or even just to donate to anywhere, any cause, we are always down to do that. It doesn't matter what it is. If it's to give back, that's really what we like to do anyway.
It's to give back, exactly. Now, another question that was just thrown at me, well, actually, I don't know if it's a question, but it is a question. Why do AC club members, not only do they not have their own ride and they end up carpooling with each other, but whatever happens to taking pride in their vehicles? Now, one thing I do know, you know, I guess she's claiming that people in AC clubs don't take care of their vehicles, and they all start off with hoopies and they never upgrade it. Back in the day, your car in AC clubs, it was always a show-off thing for who has the better car, the best car. That's not, I don't see that anymore. Is that something that's in Delaware?
Well, I'm going to tell you from the perspective of my club personally. See, mm-hmm. we try to focus our points on being a brotherhood, first off. It has
mm-hmm.
to start with
okay.
loyalty to each other. And to me, it doesn't matter. If you're showing me your loyalty, I don't have a problem coming to pick you up if you want to be a part mm-hmm. of this club world. But do know
right.
that you do have to get a car sooner or later.
I've never known
we're not trying to get away from that.
Exactly. I've never known anybody that would join an AC club, MC club, or SUV club without a vehicle. I mean, I have. But it's just, why would you want to? I don't get it.
It's just like joining a brotherhood.
No, it's true. It is like joining a brotherhood. But, I mean, I wouldn't want to come incorrect. I would always want to come correct. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, you're right. But, see, at the same time, with AC, it's the same thing with MC. It's a lot of MC people that don't have a bike and probably don't even know how to ride a bike. But they join
That's
the MC
true.
To join the brotherhood, to be part of something.
Well, it ain't only the brotherhood that they join for, but, you know, for the sisterhood, too.
You're right. And on another point, you know, because some people just don't have the money to fix their car up right now, you know. Like, some people try to get
right.
to it. I mean, things happen.
Right.
A lot of things come up, you know. Like,
right.
So you keep – I don't penalize anybody on my team when they say they can't do it. But, you know,
mm-hmm.
we try our best to help our brothers through any and everything.
Exactly. Exactly. So Midnight?
Yes, I'm still. I put it on mute. You know, I followed that much.
Oh, you did. So Midnight, piggybacking off of that, everything that he said. So you said you were trying to bridge a gap. What are some of the ways that you're trying to bridge a gap?
Like, whose phone is that?
I don't know, but somebody, can you please mute your phone? Hold on 1 second. Okay.
Thank you, guys.
Okay.
Yeah. As far as me, I try to teach everybody around me and learn from. As far as reach out to everybody, I don't care
mm-hmm.
if they the up and coming club. I don't care who they are. Reach out. You know, for example, if we throw an event at our clubhouse, right, and we keep throwing
mm-hmm.
events, we're not going to get that constant support all the time. So now
right.
I got to reach out to somebody else and build a relationship with somebody else. Like, yo, look, man, let's throw something together and get to know each other and do this. Or let's go out to have a couple of drinks. Ain't got to have no colors on or whatever. Just go out and have a couple of drinks and get to know each other. And that builds bonds and friendships that'll last way beyond colors.
It does. You're so right. It really does. You know, sitting down having a drink with someone goes a long way, even breaking bread. You know, it
yes.
goes a long way. People need to hear your voice and know where you're coming from. And to me, you know, 4 doors, 2 doors, no doors, it doesn't matter. We're all brothers and sisters, and you're absolutely correct. I wish I could get an auto person on from New York. Let me see. I see a New York number. 718-513. 718-513. Yes.
Let me tell you something about me. I treat everybody the same. I don't care if you're a prospect or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I treat everybody
mm-hmm.
the same. Oh, presidents don't
mm-hmm.
supposed to do this. Nah, I treat everybody the same because at the end of the day, we're both men and women. We're human.
Right.
A title don't
That's
make
true.
Who I am. A title does not make who I am.
Well, you know what?
Or
you need
make
to
you.
Hold a seminar on how to be a president. because some people... Listen, they can be, I'm telling you, they are nothing at home. The wife treats them like shit. The husband treats them like shit. Vice versa. Mom, dad treats them like shit.
Praise the Lord, sis.
But when
Keep
they,
talking.
When, yes.
Keep talking.
But when they put that vest on, they are the man.
I think they are the
Listen,
shit.
They are the shit. I tell you, it gives them PUF. It gives them everything. I swear to God, it's that cow with that from that the leather from that cow is magical. I kid you not.
That's a whole another topic because you know when
that
people
is a
do that. I'm gonna say why, whether it be male or female. Like a lot of chicks out here. And I know disrespect to females out here because I love all the females. You know, in a sense where, yo, I treat y'all the same. I treat y'all the same as I treat my own brothers or whatever. But a lot of the chicks are out here humping titles. Oh, girl, he the president of such and such, so I'm going to give him some. Oh, he the president of such and such, so I'm going to give him some. So by that cat keep getting all this coochie from all these different females, he think he the man.
Exactly.
You feel
exactly.
what I'm saying?
True.
So I in a sense, I blame him for being the piece of junk that he is, and I blame her. And whoever keeps sleeping with this cat, knowing this cat ain't worth 2 nickels at a Russian matinee. You feel me?
Listen,
so,
you are so right, and that is another topic. One thing I got to say, and you're correct on that, women have made it worse than it is because we adhere to these stupid freaking idiots whose wives treat them like garbage. But
yes.
Listen, weigh in on that for me, Vixen.
Oh, my God. Let me tell you how many men in my old club wear that vest, and all of a sudden they become some other type of man. It's amazing what that vest can do to men. Hunter and I can tell you, we've gone to many events. I've had my vest before. I walk around now. I am still the same, always known as Vixen. I don't need that vest to say who I am. My face is enough. Either you know me or you don't. And that's the way I feel. You do not need your vest to say who you are. It is not who you are. You are the person, and that is it. That vest, when you take
you know
it
what?
Off, you are still the same person.
But you want to know something which is so bad, and I guess this is probably why it really rings in your head, because a lot of our brothers and sisters, guys, when they do pass on, they are buried with their vests on. So people really take it to the heart. Like, this is me. You got me? So, but, you know, that's an honor thing that they do that. But you know what? You're absolutely correct, and it's just hilarious. Duct tape. I want to get to my brother, Duct tape. Duct tape, come and introduce yourself. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Introduce yourself,
hello.
My brother.
I'm Duct tape. That's it. Just me.
Everybody's like, what? Duct tape? Yeah, his name is Duct tape. Anyway, so you listening to the Hot Topic? What's up? Tell me how you feel about it and where you are.
Well, where I am, there's only two in the area, but they get out quite a bit, and they do a lot of stuff. But as far as, like the guy was talking about, they're not fixing up the cars and stuff, they decided that each one of them was going to school to learn a different thing to take care of their own stuff. One guy's doing electronics, one guy's doing body work, paint. Yeah, they're setting their old club up like that.
Right. Oh, that's nice. You hear that, guys? You hear this legend and Vixen? You hear this, guys? So the way they set up their club is that they have one person that fixes cars, one person that does body work. That makes sense, don't you think?
Of course.
Yeah,
you know?
That way they don't have to kick out a lot of money to everybody else. Everybody in the club does a different thing.
That's cool.
To help each other out.
And have something
Yeah.
And have something to offer. Exactly. Yeah, that's
amazing.
I
can understand that auto club. You understand what I'm saying? I can understand that.
Right. Right. Yeah, me too.
Hey,
honey. That makes sense. Yeah.
Hey, we got several clubs like that down here. We got Throwback Riders. They do their own custom body work and stuff on their car. Shout out to them. We got Big Boy Toys. They do the custom work on their stuff too. Shout out to them. You know, it's in Delaware. It's a lot of auto clubs, especially in the Wilmington area. Some doing what they're supposed to do, and some don't. Not what they're doing what supposed to do. You know, but who am I to do? You know, I'm not their teacher. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, all I could do is instill in our auto club, instill the values that I was taught to let them man do y'all, man. Only time I get involved, if something come to me, then it's a problem. Other than that, man, y'all got the free to do what y'all want to do because I got the free to do what I want to do. So y'all do what y'all want to do. If I got a dollar,
exactly.
Y'all got a dollar. You know me?
That's true.
So we,
That's very, very true.
So,
he rolls, Hunter? He rolls like we roll.
Exactly.
I got, you got, you got, I got.
I got, and everybody got. And then nobody has to take. So, I guess my listener who proposed this hot topic actually about AC clubs in New York, I guess is actually partially correct because I know I spoke to Phil from the Click. And his AC is club is still going strong under his coalition, the movement. And then I don't really, you know, they move together. The movement moves together. I really don't even see any other clubs. But, and I know that Solenoid came out with their own auto club. I don't know anybody else. Do you, Vixen?
No, my love.
Yeah, I really don't. I don't know anybody else. Well, this is a great topic, and it's definitely keeping my eyes out and my ears open for this, looking for more AC clubs. So, Vixen, I wanted to touch on something. Vixen, you want to do some events, some news?
Sure. Before I begin, if you don't mind, I'd like to give some birthday shout-outs to a couple people out there, and anybody else who's listening and has a birthday shout-out they'd like to give, feel free to call on in and do your thing. Before I begin, I'd like to give a personal shout-out to my cousin Lizzie and my cousin Petey, who both share a birthday today. They're celebrating at the Inkwell, calling it the Grown-Up Folk Friday. Happy birthday, Lizzie. Happy birthday, Petey. Love you both.
Happy
mwah,
birthday.
Mwah.
Happy
also,
birthday.
I have my little cousin. Her name is Layla. She turns a beautiful 9 tomorrow. I want to wish her a happy birthday. And she's
happy
looking
birthday,
good. I saw
Layla.
You on Facebook, Mama, doing your hair. You're looking cute. Happy birthday. Also, we got Prez JR from Wicked MC has a birthday today, along with V-Pez and Guns. They're all celebrating together with a Halloween party at their clubhouse at 80 Harrison Avenue, New Jersey. Want to wish them a happy birthday.
Our very own
Chops has a birthday tomorrow. Happy birthday, Chops, if you're still on the line.
No,
happy birthday.
Is it? But wait, Vixen, I think Chops is Monday. Chops' birthday is Monday.
Yes, I said Monday. She's Monday, Mama.
All right, I'm sorry. I want to touch back on JR. JR has a twin brother. And imagine having a set of twins on Halloween. Imagine that. I love JR. That's my homegirl Anna's better half. So a big shout out to him. Every time I see JR, he's always like, give it a pass.
So you know they're doing it up tonight, honey, at the Wicked Clubhouse tonight. So
Yes, they are. What else you got for me?
Well, tonight, Friday night, October 30th, we got the Haunted Halloween Freestyle Extravaganza located at 299 Vanderroot Avenue, Brooklyn. I hope I said that correctly. Doors open at 10 o'clock, 21 and over. ID's a must. Hosted by their own Speedy, music by Carlito, featuring Cynthia, Johnny O, and many more. Also, we have Top Guns MC Halloween Party tonight starting at 9 o'clock until Best Dress Contest at Top Gunners Clubhouse located at 50 Dawson Street. That's Newark, New Jersey. We got another social club calling about Masterpiece Back to School Edition Ladies Night. They got it going on. $5 for the dress. If you're dressed as a student, it's $5 entrance. And if you're not, it's $10. That starts at 9 o'clock at 2 a.m. That's at the JTS Cotton Club, located at 6 Martin Luther King Drive in East Orange.
That's all for tonight.
For those who are interested, that's what's happening tonight. Now you got tomorrow, actual day, Halloween, October 31st. You got the Savage Skulls Philadelphia annual Halloween bash at their clubhouse. That starts 4 to 9 for the kiddies. After that, it's adult party time. There will be food, raffles, and contests for best dress costume. Also, must have ID to enter. That's located at 3224 North Lee Street. We have Frontline Soldiers MC, Creepy Kids Halloween Bash. They got something again for the kiddies going on at 3 p.m. till 7 p.m. That's $5 at Hollywood Avenue, East Orange. They'll have 3 costume prizes. They have tricks. They have treats. They have foods going on. Last but not least, for tomorrow, you got Soul Survivors Kids Halloween Party starting at 4 p.m. till 9, ages 1 to 13, at Soul Survivors Clubhouse. Address is 760 South 16th Street, Newark, New Jersey.
They got all that going on. First of all,
girlfriend. I got one other thing, if I may.
Oh, go ahead.
Hunter, you know, every now and then I get a next year, 2016, save the date, and this one is the Boss Lady's first annual trophy party. That's next year in July.
Oh, girls
are
doing it.
They're doing it out.
Shout out to Safi and shout out to Tiny Naughty. Shout out to you girls for doing
your thing.
They're
doing it up. I'm announcing it now
so you can
reserve your tickets in time.
That's right.
So you can book your hotel. You hear me, Hunter?
Right. I heard you. I'm going to do it.
If anybody's interested, you can reserve your tickets in time and book your hotel at the Best Western Plus Hotel in 201 Washington Avenue. That's North Haven, Connecticut. Room rates are $114 to start plus tax. That's single or double available.
That's pretty cheap.
Tickets are only $10 in advance and $15 at the door with colors. Without colors, that's $20. And, of course,
all
presidents are free. That's what I got going on for this week.
Well, I wanted to touch back.
If we have time for the news, I'll do that. If not, we can move forward.
Hold on. I wanted to just go back at something. I'm sorry for talking over you before I forgot because I have a short memory. I wanted to give a shout out to Frontline Soldiers, to Pistol Pete, and actually Ginger Buns. I love Ginger. She's pretty cool. We actually play her music here on Power 100 HFM Radio on the Hunter and Friend Show. So I'm going to give a shout-out to all those people. And I just, before you do the news, I just want to touch on something. I want to just give a condolences to Lost Boys. They
That's
lost
right.
Alex. He was the president of New Jersey chapter in New Jersey. And Alex is very loved and missed. I have a lot of respect for Lost Boys. They always give the Hunter and Friend Show a lot of respect.
Yes,
also,
they do.
Wicked MC, Solo Noi. There's a lot of clubs that I really that I love you guys. And Hellaware, of course.
So, much respect. God bless you all. All four ladies.
Thank you. And I have a 302-310 on the phone. God, you got a baby crying. Uh-oh. Okay, quick, Vixen, do the news really quick. So first of all, 302-310. I just connected you. What's going on? Hello?
Are they on the line?
Shy? Yeah, 302-310. Hello?
Got a shy caller there.
Yeah, all right, Vixen, rock out with the news. You're still on, right, Midnight?
Yes, ma'am, I'm still on. I got it on
okay.
My daughters.
Exactly.
It's driving me crazy.
Okay. Go ahead.
All right, in the news
ahead,
again,
Vixen,
our fallen angel, condolences to Officer Randall Holder, a 5-year veteran, was killed last week, October 20th, while responding to a report of shots fired and a bicycle stolen at gunpoint in Manhattan's East Harlem neighborhood. Authorities have accused Tyrone Howard of hopping off the stolen bicycle and shooting Officer Holder in the head. The 33-year-old veteran officer from Guyana was laid to rest yesterday.
Wow.
God bless him. So his family and anyone else who has lost anybody this year or any year, my condolences to everybody. I know it's going to be hard for his family. I understand his father spoke out and was actually giving his condolences to all the officers and
can you believe
them that giving his, you know, he was saying
his,
that
he was actually
consoling,
you know,
everybody, and that was his own son
him.
And shows he was
That's
a good
sad.
Man and he was a good officer.
That's
okay,
crazy.
That was
you know
in New York.
About,
okay, I got
you know
one other thing, sir.
That?
Can you hear
I don't
me?
Know if Vixen can hear me. Vixen, can you hear me?
I got you now, my love.
Okay, hold on. The sad part about that is to lose your life over someone who is stealing a bicycle. I don't know if I would have, you know, you never know what you would run up against, and I'm a little different. But I would say, you know what, take the damn bike. You know what I'm saying? Even though a lot of people don't insure bicycles, but should have, could have, would have, God says, thou shalt not kill. And that is,
over
and that's
a bicycle,
cool. And,
sis, a bicycle.
For a bike.
An officer lost his life.
Yeah, so go ahead, Vixen. Condolences to his family and the NYPD.
Well, we got in New Jersey, a school bus driver is now out of work after video published on social media caught her texting and speeding at 80 miles per hour while driving a school bus. The driver was taking pictures of a stuffed animal's hat and fiddling her phone while looking down and traveling up to 80 miles per hour with children on her bus on the Garden State Parkway. Hunter, the driver's been fired because Judd Clough got a text from her 16-year-old daughter, a student at Academy Charter High School, text her mom saying, I feel like I'm going to get into an accident with the new driver. The mother of the 16-year-old, she said that every muscle in her body went weak. How could that driver take my child's life into her own hands like that? Let me give you a story. I cannot stand when I'm in a car and somebody's driving and they're actually texting with no regards to your life, that they're putting your life in their hands by texting. I just don't get it. I just cannot understand
you know,
that. See that all the time.
My child? What is she on? Well, I'm glad that kid was smart enough to report her and video her and call their parent. Now, that's when you have good parenting skills and you teach your child, you know, to look out for their own welfare if you're
Absolutely.
Not around. You know?
Absolutely.
So that's kudos to the parents for teaching that child right
and that 16-year-old for actually
enough.
Taking the video.
And so, yeah, exactly. Wow. That's cool. Anything else you got?
Actually, I have one more thing, if I may. Give me one second. In South Florida, we got a 16-year-old girl, and I saw this video. You got to listen to this. In South Florida, a 16-year-old girl was born with her heart outside of her chest. She needs help for paying for life-saving surgery, and the community is responding with numbers, girl. I cannot believe what I was reading.
Oh, my God.
The girl's name, if I may, she's Russian, so excuse me if I'm not pronouncing it correctly. Her name is Virsavilla. Virsavilla. Her heart is about the size of a fist, and she was born that way. Her mom is a single mom, and she's been struggling just with everyday means. She's been looking for a surgeon, and she found one in Boston who's willing to treat the child, but it's, of course, like every other surgery, very costly. So she put something out on Facebook, and a lot of Facebook goers and NBC6 News also picked up the story. They had an outpour in donating money to the little girl to have her surgery. So if anyone wants to donate to the little girl so she can have her surgery, which she's wearing her heart on her chest, that they show that it's a very soft skin tissue upward, so it's very, very, very dangerous because it's not like we have thick skin right over
the
that heart
right.
where you see it pumping, God forbid anything happens, so her mother has to protect that area where her heart is. They have a link set up at NBC News 6. So that's for the little girl. God bless her, Virsayiva, if I'm saying it, if I'm pronouncing it correctly. Oh, my God. But she's 6 years old, and she has a very upscale attitude, and she's smiling. And when I saw the video, she was just saying how much she loves her mommy and thank you for everything. So anybody wants to donate to little Virsavilla, please log into that link that I gave you, NBC.
Thank you so much, Vixen. First of all, I'd like to say we got everybody giving money to the little girl. Why don't the damn surgeon in the hospital donate by giving her free surgery to save her life? Why do we got to impinge on everybody else who have their own children to take after, I mean, to look after, pay their own bills, even though, believe me, bless the little girl. But the charity should start with the people who know how to fix this problem. And, come on, you come to the public for sympathy, but you go to the source that knows how to fix it for empathy and ask them to help. So you're right. I want to say, just touch on this, and I thank you for the news. We had a crazy week. We actually did at Power 100 HFM Radio on the 100 Friends Show. We collected candy.
We did.
Candy. We really did. And I got to tell you, we did it, and we collaborated.
I'm doing it up over here.
My back hurts. I can't even say what hurts. But we did it with Sisters on the Move MC. So I want to give a shout out to them, and hopefully we'll be working with them next year for collecting candy for a safe horizon for children with domestic violence. So I want to give a really, really big shout out to the press, JoJo and her crew. Those girls rocked out with candy and helping us with this. And I want to give a shout out to my little sister, Kyra, who actually came and approached us at Power 100 HFM Radio with the idea to give back to these children. I don't really per se celebrate Halloween because it's a pagan holiday to me, but if it's something to make somebody happy, I don't mind participating in it. I'm trying to think what else.
So that's a good thing.
It is a great thing. And JoJo, God bless your crew for that. God bless you, Mika Smalls. God bless you, Rhonda. We call her Queenie. And Rhonda actually works with me on Frank Chase in the Streets of Harlem. And to Michael Hargrove, God bless you all for helping with the candy. But JoJo, you rocked out, sister. Sisters on the Move, I thank you for this candy drive. I really do. Thank you. And safe arriving. I want to touch on something really quick. I actually got a letter that actually really made me cry, and it was a great thing. I'm actually receiving a humanitarian award for Vixen. So is my sister Kyra and my girl Big Legs from Fountain, Queens. We are being honored by Wrap and Take the Great. He's a humanitarian celebrating the lives of women who give to the community at Bedford Central Presbyterian Church at 1200 Dean Street in Brooklyn, New York. On November 14th, and to support and to give to charity, they do charge for $20. So if you want to come out and see your sisters being honored for great work that they do, I would appreciate it. And I hope that I see Sisters on the Move on that podium
next year because those sisters are on the move, and God bless them for helping us fix it. So we give a shout out to them.
That's right. God bless.
So let's go back to duct tape. I just want to touch back to you. I don't want to be all over the place. Right, Vixen?
That's it. That's all right.
Duct tape.
That's what we do.
Exactly. Duct tape, where are you? He's sticking something probably somewhere. Oh, that didn't come out right.
So I know he's there.
That didn't come out right.
Yes, I'm
okay.
Here.
See?
I told you.
He gave his present.
Duct tape, I wanted to say congratulations to you. Duct tape is married. Is now a married man.
Wow.
He had his nuptials, when, like a month ago, 2 months ago? He kept it really secret. It was one of those Hollywood weddings where helicopters were flying.
Motorcycles.
People doing burnout.
I don't know about the Hollywood part.
That's all right. It's Hollywood in my eyes.
Exactly. Duct Tape is my brother, man. He supported me, I think, probably from my first show, right, Duct Tape? Oh, that's my first show. You were on my first show. Huh?
You have a great show, Hannah.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And I have great people on my show. I'm just really moved that that we have such a great turnout all the time and just beautiful people here in the motorcycle community. Motorcycle community, FCV community, AT community, we support you all. We love you all. Duct Tape, so what else is going on? I always bump into Duct Tape. He comes to my show, and he comes to the Hunter and Friend show. He always shows up at my show in Myrtle Beach. Actually, yeah, for the past 4 years. 4 years he's been coming to my show in Myrtle. So I'll see you next year, right, bro?
If she let me.
Oh, if she
said,
let
if you
me.
Let me.
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
If you let
wait a
me.
What kind of, if I let you or if she lets you?
If she let me.
Oh, oh she
it's
let
me. One of those. Yo, Midnight, you got any advice for this newlywed brother?
Yeah, I got some advice. Newlywed brother, as a matter of fact, congratulations, brother. Congratulations. But if you want to go, take it with you. Yeah, it's your problem. Take it with you.
Stay on the beach.
Hey, I took mine with me. My wife, every time we go, my wife come with us.
Yeah, okay. I bet she do.
For one, you're gonna be guaranteed to go if your wife wants to go. You are gonna go, so she's gonna do all the planning. You ain't gotta do nothing but sit back and just pay for it.
And not only that, number two, you still getting laid, my brother. Well, and I hate to be so blunt, but you know how many men go to Myrtle? I hate that stupid ass thing. Why bring sand to the beach? You bring sand to the beach in case there's no sand, you stupid ass. And wait, hold on. It goes further. So instead of bringing sand to the beach, you might end up with crabs at the beach. Bring your own sand.
Hunter, you are terrible. Terrible, Hunter. Because if you bring sand to the beach, you know you're going to bring crab. You're going to get crab.
Exactly. That's right. That's right.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, what is wrong with y'all? I don't want to bring sand to the beach. No, but you rather go to the beach to get crabs at the beach. And what if there's no sand at the beach? You know what I'm saying? You end up with crabs. Like, they don't even think. People are so stupid. I don't get it. Like, another thing, and it's another topic, why are people still having sex with no condoms? I don't get it. That's another topic. Why are people having babies with, why is Murray still on? Murray should be on, but why is he still on? You know why he's still on? Because people are still having sex with strangers. And women are still being hoes. Men are still being hoes. It's all. They made Murray rich off of dysfunction. But that's another show.
Men are being hoes. I just want to make sure I understood. Hunter, did you say men are hoes?
Yes.
Girl.
Oh,
I love
God.
You, Hunter.
Oh, my God. This guy goes, you look so young. I would never peg you for your age. He goes,
how do you do it? I said, I was never a hoe. And he just started laughing. He goes, why you say that? I said, because of, you spend a lot of time on your back. You ate.
You know? Too much.
So anyway, anybody want to give any shout-outs, anything going on? Let's do it.
I want to give a shout-out. Shout out to Hello Word Nation, Daughters of Royalty SC, Lock My Heart ACSC, Hello Word Savages AC, Hello Word Ladies SBC, Hello Word Riders MC. Also, shout out to Chaotic Riders in Philly, man. Like, that's a auto team that's up and coming too. They definitely ride out. So shout out to them. Shout out to the whole 302 movement. Shout out to all the MCs in Delaware. Shout out to all the MCs on the East Coast, West Coast, wherever, man. I don't care what you got on your back.
Wow.
I support you. Midnight Love. Midnight Love,
go.
Dog, man.
There you go. Anybody else? That's it. Legend, you still on? Thank you. We
yep.
lost him. You want to give a shout out to anybody? All right, I got 302-310. You on? No. Hello? Nope. Okay, duct tape. You want to give a shout out to anyone?
Yeah, just to the fantastic twins in Buffalo.
Oh my girl, yes, to Isis and Mysterious. Yes, yes, yes. My girls, I cannot do it without them. Also, I love them to pieces. Yes, we do. We got to give a shout out to the twins.
The twins.
I know, right? What else, Duck Tape? You better give a shout out to your woman. Didn't you just say you got married? What's wrong with you?
Oh, if you're listening to your show now.
You what?
She's standing here listening to your show now.
Oh, she is. So we're going to give a shout out to wife. Not wife.
Shout out to wifey.
Shout out to the wife.
She's going to knock him upside the head after the show over for not giving her a shout out.
Yo. I want to give her a shout out for letting Duct Tape come on the show. That's right. Anybody else? Well, Vixen, you want to give a shout out? You gave your shout outs, right?
I want to give a shout out to my homegirl, Hunter, who's my ride or die, my rock, my Wonder Woman.
Thank you, baby. Thank you, baby. Your Wonder Woman. Oh, my God.
That's what
God,
I call you, my
baby.
Wonder Woman.
Oh my God! I'm telling you, I'm tired. I need like a year's vacation or something. It's a lot. It's a lot. I have rehearsal tomorrow, for the movie Frank Chase in the Streets of Harlem. We're gonna have a great cast on the show. I want to give a shout out to all the Frank Chase in the Streets of Harlem cast, and to the writer and the creator of the show, to Michael Hargrove and to Queen Rhonda. A shout out to them. I want to give a shout out to my dog, who's waiting for me at the groomer. He's probably cursing at me. I want to give a shout out to Hallaware Nation, to my bro Midnight, to Legend, to everybody in Hallaware. Shout out to Chops for always giving her Chops support. To Duct Tape, you have been a fan from day one. And without all of my fans, I'm not here. I wouldn't be here without all of you guys. I want to give a shout out to my sponsors at Yamaha. Thank you so much, Yamaha and Wheelsport, the Wheelsport Center, 399 Huguenot Street. I'm here every Friday. Our new time is at 5 p.m. Come on down and see Frankie, Anna, Joey, and we have some great deals here at Yamaha. So come on down or reach out to me, Hunter, if you need anything. There's jet skis here. There's side-by-sides. There are quads and motorcycles. Whatever it is, we got it. Shout out to you, Vixen, for always holding me down. God bless you.
God bless you.
And tolerating my craziness. And, you know, when I'm all over the place, not I'm saying all over the place, but when I'm focused at what I need to do, but it's just not enough time to do it. Am I correct?
Yep.
True.
So.
can I say one last thing, Hunter?
Yes.
All I'm going to say is, man, just be on, to everybody that's listening, be on the lookout, man. Hello, World Nation.
There you go.
We're going to do some big
things.
We're going to
be on the lookout.
We're going to do some big things, man. I ain't going to tip my hat, but we're going to do some big things. So shout out to my secret mentor. They know who they is.
That's sweet. That's so sweet. And
so,
I just want to. Huh?
Go ahead. I ain't say nothing.
No, it's okay. I just thank you for that, sharing that with us. I just want to give a shout-out to just all of you amazing people. And I just want to tell people just to be good to one another. And, you know, love goes a long way. Without love, we are nothing. A cold heart freezes. A warm heart pumps. Just remember.
That's right.
And the way you say things to people always counts. You can call somebody a dirty so-and-so, but if you say it nicely, it wouldn't even matter.
That's right.
So just
that's right.
Try it.
That's right.
And please, people, please believe in monogamy and limit STDs, the amount of STDs in this world. I want to just give a shout-out to my son. I love him so much. Oh, my God. He's just an amazing son. I don't even want to call him a kid because he's grown right now. But he's just amazing. He's my rock, and I enjoy him. And a shout-out to Poppy and who holds me down and always gives me some great advice. So thank you for that. Love you for that so much. And a shout-out to my little Papa Bear. He's at school, I think. Nope, he's not. He's home from school, probably watching wrestling. So I just want to say a shout-out to Sammy and shout-out to Kelly, my two nieces. Shout-out to them. And I just want to thank you all for listening to the Hunter Friend Show. We will be back next Friday. We got a beautiful, hot topic. We're actually featuring the OGs of the MC community. So if you guys know anybody in your community that has been in the MC community for over 20 years, 15 to 20 years, let me know because I would like to have them on the show. So anyways, peace and love to all of you guys. Stay safe. It's Halloween. Brush your teeth after eating candy. And love you lots. Thanks for listening to the Hustle and Friends Show, guys. God bless you.
Have a safe and happy weekend, everyone.
All right, guys.